This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. South Africa's legendary ruling African National Congress remains at the country's helm, but its grip on power has weakened as its share of Wednesday's vote declined from previous elections. Glenn Mashanini of South Africa's Electoral Commission said Saturday the ANC had captured 57.5% of the vote.
The majority party in the National Assembly of South Africa will be the African National Congress with 230 seats.
Opposition Democratic Alliance candidates also slipped in the polls, winning almost 21% of the ballots. In 2014, the DA had won more than 22% of the vote. The far-left Economic Freedom Fighters, in its second national elections, earned slightly more than 10% of the vote, which is more than the EFF received in 2014. In recent years, corruption scandals and the sluggish economy have tainted the ANC's image and led some voters to leave the party. The new government will be formed later this month. Officials in Pakistan say a group of several terrorists stormed a five-star hotel Saturday near the China-operated Arabian Sea port of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. A separatist group known as the Baluchistan Liberation Army is taking responsibility and has released pictures of four purported gunmen through its social media accounts, saying they launched the attack. The Zaver Pearl Continental Hotel currently is the only such facility available in the southwestern port city and often hosts Chinese visitors. Last month, 14 Pakistani security personnel were forced out of a passenger bus near Gwadar in the main coastal highway and shot dead in an attack claimed by a separatist Baloch militant group. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a former prominent television female journalist in Afghanistan has been killed in Kabul. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi says Mena Mangal was shot dead by two men on a motorcycle in Kabul's 8th District early Saturday morning. Mangal had worked for more than a decade as a presenter for the private Ariana TV, the private Tolo Pashto language television channel Lamar, and the private national television broadcaster Shamshad TV. She also ran popular social media pages that discuss the rights of Afghan women to work and for Afghan girls to go to school. Yemen's Houthi movement on Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif port in Hodeidah under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months. As Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina reports, a Reuters witness said that revived hopes for peace at ending the four-year-old war.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. A UN report said that if the Yemen conflict were to end this year, it would have killed around 233,000 people, 56% of those being indirect deaths from lack of food, health services and infrastructure.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said Saturday that he intends to accelerate planning to secure the border and bolster the Trump administration's ability to accomplish that without the Pentagon's help. In a visit to the McAllen Border Patrol Station in Texas, Shanahan offered assurances that the Pentagon would not withdraw its military support prematurely.
The reason we come down here is to hear about the things that need to get fixed, and it's not that we're going to fix every one of them, but we've got to put some lubrication in the system and get people to understand it's their responsibility to start to take some of these ideas and change what we're doing.
Shanahan told Congress this past week that there are 4,364 military troops on the border, including active duty and National Guard. They are erecting barriers, providing logistics and transportation service and other activities in support of customs and border protection. By law, the troops cannot perform law enforcement duties. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.